It's time now for a special report from the Farm Bureau Convention this past weekend in Chicago. With this report, we'll join Katie Wilson, Farm Bureau Manager for Montgomery County, who caught up with a couple Farm Bureau young leaders for Montgomery County on Saturday.
I'm Katie Wilson, manager for Montgomery County Farm Bureau, bringing you a report from the Illinois Farm Bureau annual meeting in Chicago. This is the, I believe, 105th annual meeting. So we're excited to be here at the Palmer House and going to visit with a couple of Montgomery County Farm Bureau members and young leaders. First up is Ida Hand. Ida, thanks for visiting with us today. You're actually serving not only as a young leader in the county, but on the state committee. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your role with Farm Bureau.
So I'm Ida Hand, and I am the state young leader committee representative of District 14. I represent Clay County, Effingham County, Montgomery County, and Fayette County Young Leader. We're up here having our annual meeting. Up here we host the Young Leader Discussion Meet, where we had about 26 participants. And we also had Ethan Brown from Montgomery County and Joe Goodman from Clay County represent District 14. Ethan's this year was his first year, and then Joe was actually his third year, and he made it to Sweet 16.
Well, it's exciting to have not only Ethan from our home county, but also another person from our district. So that's awesome, and it sounded like a great turnout from across the state. What has your experience been like so far serving on the State Young Leader Committee? I know you're involved with several different events, so talk to us about what you've done so far.
So this is my first year on the committee. I've had the opportunity to meet people all around the state, make a lot of new friends. We actually host the Young Leader Conference, and that will be coming up at the end of January, so we get to plan that, and we get to plan all the swag that everybody wears. We have a live auction there, so District 14 will be bringing a prize there to get auctioned off and to help Harvest for All. That benefits Harvest for All, where people can donate money to each district, and the winning district gets to take half, and then every other district gets to split that up and give that to back to their community.
All right, Ida. Well, it's been nice visiting with you. So happy that things are going well. We're now going to visit with Ethan Brown, one of the state discussion meet participants. Ethan, first year you participated in the district and the state. So what was it like?
Yeah, so this is the first year that I made it to state. Year prior, competed at district, did not make it. This year, made it through districts and on to state. It's a competition that puts me outside my personal comfort zone, and that is one of the main reasons that I do it, to try to improve myself. It is a discussion, not a debate. They emphasize that a lot. It's just a really good chance to network with other people as well as improve my discussion skills, speaking skills, public speaking skills, and everything.
What were some of the discussion topics this year? What were some of the big hitters that you guys practiced and then talked about today?
Yeah, so the final question that was asked for the final four was about immigration and the labor shortage. Rounds one and two, we talked about markets and new markets in production ag, and how we can decrease the oversupply of whether it be corn, soybeans, or what have you. And then the other question was new products like cell-based or plant-based meat, and how we as Farm Bureau can not only promote how we are doing production ag now, but help us in the future on those products that might become more normal. Or
a couple of very interesting topics and very important to the ag industry. So you're from the area, WSMI listening area, you farm. So how has your experience farming and being involved in agriculture, how did that aid in your discussion today? Or, you know, did that change maybe how you would have responded if you didn't have that farming background?
Yeah, the biggest thing for me is I try to keep an open mind in these discussions and realize that a lot of times we get backyarditis and we're like to do what we're comfortable doing, and unfortunately we're in a world market and we produce a product for consumers that aren't actively engaged in farming, and this helps me to remember that point and remember that that's essentially that's what we're doing. We're producing food for a consumer that does not farm.
So I'm going to change up the conversation on you now and relate it back to your experience with farming. Are you done with harvest, and how did things go this year? Because that has been a hot topic, and it's been a difficult fall and spring and everything for farmers this year. So how did the crop year go for you?
Yeah, 2019 is the year that will not end. Fortunately for me and my wife's operation, we are done with harvest. We got everything out. We got most everything worked, and we did get a lot of our fall fertilizer and anhydrous on. So we are really looking forward to 2020 because it's not 2019.
Sounds good. Thanks so much. We had a chance to catch up with Ethan Brown and Ida Hand, both young leaders of Montgomery County Farm Bureau. I'm Katie Wilson, reporting from the IAA annual meeting in Chicago.
Thanks again, Katie, for that special report, and we'll have another report for you from the Farm Bureau Convention in Chicago right about 11:45 this morning, right here on WSMI FM 106.